Well, hello everyone. Welcome to the Planet Pickleball, where pickleball is king. And everybody loves pickleball. I am constantly amazed when I keep seeing the stats. I keep talking to my co-host, Joe Sammarco, about pickleball because he is relatively the pickleball king. I mean, there's not much about it he doesn't know. He plays in tournaments. He wins tournaments. I mean, he's a powerhouse. But I'm just amazed at how the growth of pickleball is sweeping the world, not just the United States, although it's strong here, but other countries as well. And he's going to tell you about some of the equipment that's coming from the other parts of the world, sweeping it, the nation and the world itself by storm. But it's like one of these, wow, here is a mega trend. It's like when the automobile first came out and suddenly the stagecoach, they were made into yard art, you know, and everybody had to have an automobile, and it just kept going and going and going. And here was poor General Motors trying to keep up with production, and they couldn't do it. You know, one man, one wrench, 1 hour, and you produced a Model T. Well, you had to keep finding more men to work more wrenches and put more hours into your plant. And you can only go so much. I mean, you can't get 500,000 assembly workers in a building that's only geared to hold 200 people. So now you got to expand your facilities. And that's what I'm seeing that's happening to pickleball. Joe and I were having a conversation about this, and there's so many places where indoor facilities is where it's at, because when you have indoor pickleball courts, you're kind of independent of the weather. The only problem with weather is getting to and from where you are to where you're going to play pickleball. Now, yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is. But once you get there, you go inside that building, whether it's 100 degrees or, well, out in Arizona, let's say it's 125 in the shade. But if it's got 8 inches of snow coming down every hour and there's already 4 feet on the ground, what do you care? You're inside of a warm building. You're playing pickleball. Matter of fact, you almost want to open the windows, because you're going to be going at it so hard, you're sweating like nobody's tomorrow. You may as well be in a sauna. And that's just, to me, that is just absolutely phenomenal. And the other phenomenal thing about pickleball that I'm discovering is the age span, that you have the young and you have the old, and they are coming together. They're making new relationships, they're making friendships, they're encouraging each other. It's like the young and the old are coming together and gelling as one group of people, pickleball lovers. And you know what? That, to me, in and of itself, is a phenomenon. And we've so needed that to bring the country together. If the rest of the country operated on the same premise and on the same principles as pickleball, I don't think we'd be having wars. Nobody'd want a war because it might damage the pickleball court, burn up the net, and heaven forbid we can't do that. So we are taking as strong a look at pickleball as we can, seeing how can we expand pickleballdate.net to accommodate the demand that has really only just begun. There's a lot of empty buildings, and I don't know whether that's thanks to Joe Biden or Donald Trump or George Bush or Barack Obama. I don't know who caused an economic situation so that there's so many abandoned warehouses and businesses. But for whatever reason, the silver lining is they can be converted into pickleball courts, indoor pickleball courts through clubs, associations, even gyms. I mean, it's incredible. If you got space and you can get a net up and you got parking outside, you're in business. And I'm just totally wowed that it's got this kind of attention-sweeping aura about it. And so I encourage every one of you to take a look at it. Don't just say, no, no, not for me, no, no, no. Take a look at it. Then if you still say, no, not for me, well, then it's probably not. But it sure does look like a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to the day where I can actually make that choice because my hips are doing better and I'm going to be able to run, jump, and throw a softball. And pickleball seems to be the thing that's coming along. I mean, I know quite a number of people who are in pickleball, and they love it. They've been in it for 10 years, 12 years. And I first heard about pickleball back in 2010, 2012, somewhere in there. And it was just, you know, kind of an oddity, kind of like bocce ball, kind of like screwball, kind of like, you know, whatever kind of ball you have. But all of a sudden, it's like this pickleball thing just shot to the top. They're head and shoulders above every other sport almost. And, you know, wouldn't it be something that pretty soon football is obsolete? We need the football stadium to turn it into like a Wimbledon for pickleball. People don't want to see, players bang into each other, knock each other half silly, and then have to be carted off the field. They want to see people down there playing pickleball, these national tournaments, you know. Isn't it something? It's just incredible, folks. But we also want to do this. Pickleball is getting people out and moving around. And in that process of moving around, what we're finding is that it's health beneficial. I mean, when you're out moving, folks, that's what the human body was designed to do. And people are getting in shape. They're losing weight. Their blood pressure is going down. They're protecting their muscles so that they can continue to have mobility into their 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever. Now, don't wait too late to do this because you reach a point where you can't go back. But if you start now, you can't start yesterday and don't wait till tomorrow. Start now and get your health under control. This is where you're going to take whatever you're doing, whether it's pickleball or football or anything, soccer, you're going to be able to live a much more exciting, mobile lifestyle. And that's kind of what it's all about, is your ability to be healthy and mobile. And I can't think of a better way right now than to take a look at pickleball and see what's going on. And then we also noticed that half the country is not married. They're single. And I remember talking to a friend of mine who operates what's called the Singles Network out of Hendersonville, North Carolina. And she had told me, Dan, we have right now about somewhere between 53% and 57% national singles, on average, national singles groups. These people don't want to be single. They want to be married. And over 90%, probably, I think she said something high, like 95%, 98% of all single people want to be married. For whatever reason, they're not. So pickleballdate.net, that is devoted to pickleball as a sport, it kind of takes the guesswork off of, well, what do we do on a date? If the man calls a woman calls a man, however the pairing happens, the old age-old question, okay, now we're paired. What do we do? Well, if you both know that pickleball is the focus going in, chances are you're both going to be, on average, pro pickleball. Maybe different skill levels, but you're going to be interested in it. And therein takes the pressure off, what do? We meet and we play pickleball, and then we have wine on the terrace, so we go out for dinner afterwards. And a lot of these indoor clubs, you know, that have been converted to pickleball courts, as Joe will explain in just a little bit, these places are really, I think Joe used the word plush. And I love that. I said, I can, you know, it's like a country club almost, your little escape to whatever. And it's really great. And I'm thinking, why not? It's great. So keep an eye on pickleballdate.net, the sponsor of our show, because this thing is getting ready to grow by leaps and bounds. And I just wanted to let you know that we have now finalized plans for what we call the marketing program. It's basically we are looking for national teams of promoters who will promote our site with a code, what we call a group ID code, so that anyone who joins under this code, the promoter would get 20% of the annual dues paid by the joining member. Now, a lot of people will not join a single site, especially if they're married. And if they do, it better be a joint thing, and it better be well understood. I'm only joining for to find pickleball partners. I'm not joining to find a partner, because that could be a marriage-ending event. But we want people to know that you do not have to be, repeat, do not have to be a member of pickleballdate.net to become a promoter and join our marketing program. We're new, and we need members, very, very plainly. We're upfront about that. But we have the best deals. We want to make deals. We're ready to do whatever it takes to grow our membership base nationwide and eventually worldwide. And we think of no better way than to do what's called profit sharing. And that's always worked. I mean, let's face it. We're in a capitalist society still, even though we're trying to go socialist, it seems like at every turn. But we are still a capitalist society, and the entrepreneurial spirit, I believe, is alive and well. So we're looking for promoters for pickleballdate.net. And in the next, we'll say, 2 to 3 weeks, we hope to have an announcement that the program is live, and there'll be a button on our website, pickleballdate.net, where you can click and get contact information of how you can go about becoming a promoter. Of course, there's even more money to be made that once you do join the site, you become what's called an affiliate. It's free. Both programs are free, by the way. And that's, we're trying to look at everybody. We want everyone to be part of this movement called pickleballdate.net to grow a single site and help single people especially to find someone compatible, find a companion in life. Even if it's just a great friend, or if it, turns out in the most wonderful way, it turns into a great marriage. But that's what we're about, and we are really excited. But it also now kind of turns our attention to what I mentioned earlier about the health benefits. Well, like any sports, you don't just get up from the, dining room table and run out and start doing exercises. That's the quickest way to get yourself injured that I know of. And that's why I wanted to turn to my co-host, Joe Sammarco, because he's been at this for years. And I'm not going to say his age, but I can tell you it's a little bit over 18. So he is very keenly aware of the benefits of what he does to stretch, to take certain vitamin supplements, to maintain an optimal physical status, so that when he does all of this together, he can get out and be his best on the courts. Not trying to give anyone medical advice here, but what we're trying to do is say, here's what works for one person who's very successful with pickleball, and let him kind of relate his experiences to you, and you check it out. Do your due diligence. If you agree, well, duplicate what he's doing. So without any further ado, Joe Sammarco, ladies and gentlemen, the king of pickleball for the pickleballdate.net. So, Joe, welcome to the show.
Dan, thank you very much for that wonderful introduction again. I really appreciate it. And I really wanted to thank all the folks, especially the social media department at pickleballdate.net, that uploaded our latest video of the tournament that actually I did participate in last week. You can find that video, the clips of the video, at pickleballdate.net. Scroll down. It's a little ways down. But, yes, that's me in the video participating in the game itself. So much fun, and absolutely loved every minute of it. Had a great crowd. The weather was perfect. And more and more people are coming out for pickleball to watch tournaments. There was a big pro tournament in Mesa, Arizona, a couple of weeks ago called the Carvana Mesa Open, I believe it was called. And it was, the crowds were into the tens of thousands because it was a pro tournament. And it was just absolutely amazing. Dan, it's absolutely amazing to watch the young people play. The game is getting faster. The innovation of the game is getting absolutely incredible. You know, the older crowd, God bless them, I'm one of them. You know, it's probably the best game ever invented for somebody that's, you know, in their 50s, 60s, and, you know, and beyond, simply because it allows you to use your entire muscle group, and, you know, you get to get out there and get the blood flowing anytime you want on the pickleball court. And so it's the health benefits, as you mentioned, Dan, are absolutely phenomenal. One of the things I wanted to talk about that in relation to the health benefits is, you know, doing maintenance on your body, because as you get older and you use your muscles more, you know, that's great for your fitness and your cardio, vascular fitness, but also you have to take care of that muscle group a little bit before and mostly after you do your pickleball workout. So there's about 13 different stretches, about, you know, maybe 6 or 7 of them, what I call a pre-stretch. As you get up in the morning, you do a pre-stretch. And most of them you can find online. It's called Yin, Y-I-N, yoga. I do different variations, and I think that we had an offer last week, Dan, that if anybody that, the first, I think it was 200 people that send us an email at hello@pickleballdate.net, they'll get a free video of all these various stretches that they can do, which allows maintenance to be kept up on their bodies. So that's important, and that's coming in pretty strong. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're hearing this again this week, I'm not sure how much longer the offer is going to be available, but it's absolutely free right now. If you would send us an email saying, please send me your, your video of your maintenance video stretches and pickleball stretches, and I would be happy to get that off to you. So, again, it's hello@pickleballdate.net. And you just need to, you know, send us that email and we'll get that off to you before we get our number of people. And then you could still get it down the road, but there's probably going to be a little bit of fee as we get down the road. Right now it's free, so take advantage of free. So these are the things that you need to do before in the morning when you first get up. And then when you are finished, I spend 10 minutes on what I call a pre-stretch every single morning, regardless of whether I'm playing pickleball or I'm also a runner and do a trail race called the Xterra Trail Race Series. If you look that up now, Arizona Xterra Trail Race Series, you could actually look that up. I've been doing that about 10 years, and this is my 10th season. So we have one more race coming up this coming Sunday, and then our season is done for the year. And I'm hoping that I can win the season series. There's, you know, for the whole entire season, it's a point series. But, you know, if I get second place, I would be happy with that too. So some years I win, some years I just barely don't make it, but I get second. So I've never finished lower than second in 10 years. So I'm real happy about that. And love to compete. You know, whether it's basically running, pickleball. Years ago, I used to be, when I was younger, an avid cyclist, and I loved to compete in road races, but I don't do much of that anymore. But so it's all fun. Pickleball now is the most exciting. It's my most fun game to play, simply because you get to meet so many people when you play, and you get to really socialize as you're, you know, enjoying each other's company and having some really good fun competition. So, but you know, you got to do the maintenance, folks. And what I would recommend is that you do get my little video. Just send us that email and I'll get it off to you. But just to explain a little bit, Dan, on how it works, the pre-warm-up is 10 minutes. But once you finish your workout, I spent about 30 minutes on the floor. Now, one of the most essential things that you're going to need is a yoga mat. Once you have a yoga mat, you can lay your yoga mat out and do all of your stretches. If you have a yoga strap, that's even better, because that enables you to really stretch your especially your legs with the strap, some things that you can't really do with your arms. So it's all done with a yoga mat on the floor. Yoga mats, you can pretty much buy them anywhere. They're fairly inexpensive. So I would highly recommend you do that to start with. And, you know, look, yin yoga is what you really want to do for before and after. I have my own versions of them, and they work really well. So you got to keep the Achilles, you got to keep the calves, you got to keep the quads, the hips, you know, the hamstrings. You got to keep all that stretched. And if you do a workout, you come home and you just plop on the couch and take a nap, or, you know, eat your lunch, and, you know, and you don't do any stretching, then you're just tightening up. You're going to be more tight the next time. And you don't want that. You want to stay flexible. You want to stay limber. And you can do that on a daily basis. You just have to do the work. Now, that being said, Dan, there's some other things that I do as well, and I'm not going to get into all of the details of my health regimen, but I will make a few suggestions to people to look into. And I think some things that you need on a daily basis, some vitamins, some supplements, vitamin A, extremely important, and maybe the most important would be vitamin C. And I take big doses of each. But you do want vitamin A, C, D. You do want vitamin D is extremely important. Even if you live in a climate that has sunshine all the time, like Florida, Arizona, doesn't really matter because you can't get enough vitamin D. And some people think, well, I got a half hour of sunlight. No, it's not enough. You need massive amounts of vitamin D. And but, you know, consult with your physician. I'm not a physician. I'm not going to make recommendations on health. I'm just telling you my regimen, what I do. And then once you get your, you know, the okay from whoever you're consulting with, your MD, you know, then go for it. So, but basically, these are just things that I think are kind of common sense and you should be doing on a daily basis. It keeps you healthy. It keeps you so you're not, you know, feeling bad. So these are just small tips, especially for new people coming into the game of pickleball. They're going to want to know about what kind of shoes. I don't recommend right now a particular shoe brand, but I do wear Asics myself. I love them. You know, basically a tennis shoe basically is what it is. And so get yourself a really good court shoe, because pickleball is a court game. I'm not sure if it's the exact same surface as a tennis surface, but it's very close. The actual pickleball and tennis surfaces are pretty much the same for the most part. So I would get a really good shoe. Now, as I was talking to Dan earlier, I was telling him about people coming into the game basically are looking at different paddles. So if you're new to pickleball, What I would recommend is you find a store that's in your area. Here in Arizona, we have the Carbana Tennis Shop, and you can actually go in there, and for $25 membership fee, you can try paddles out every week. And it's absolutely amazing, because the paddle wars are on, and I mean wars. 10 years ago, there was two or three companies that sold paddles, and they were basically fiberglass, paddles, and they cost about $60, 50, 60 bucks for a high-end paddle. Today, the high-end paddle is almost $300. And so, but the paddles have evolved over the years. And right now, this last year, the hottest material for a pickleball paddle was raw carbon fiber, used on many of the different manufacturers. One in particular came on the scene a year or two ago, just out of nowhere, but they came up with a paddle called the 6-0 Double Black Diamond raw carbon fiber paddle. And it took off like wildfire. People started using it that came into the game, because it's what they call an all-around paddle. It's got great control. It's got enough pop. It's got enough power. It's good on blocks. Basically people are looking for help in their equipment. It's just like years ago, Dan, if you I was played golf a lot, and it went from, composite type material to titanium, and then it went from titanium to carbon fiber. The golf clubs got better, lighter, stronger, more accurate, over the years, and it's no different with the pickleball paddles. So as they come out, there's a frenzy right now. Matter of fact, the same company, 6-0, is now coming out with a new material called Kevlar, which they used in the space shuttle. And it's the strongest. It's stronger than steel, and it's being used on a pickleball paddle. Never heard of before. This will be the first one of its kind, and it's hitting the market as we speak. So you need to try a paddle. The length of the handles are all different. You've got some short, you've got some medium, and you've got some long, so it depends on your comfort level. Me, I'm coming from ping pong, where we used basically a short handle, and I like the idea of the short handle because it's got quickness and I can maneuver my hand around the paddle. Some people that are coming from tennis, probably most of them prefer a long handle because they can swing that paddle like a tennis racket, because they're used to that motion. They've been doing it all their life, and they've been trained for that. So that's another big option. But to know which kind of equipment to get, you really should be trying out different pieces of equipment. I think once you do that, you'll say, okay, and then they all got different price points. So you need to know your budget. If your budget is in the $100 range, there's paddles there. The $200 range, there's paddles there. And if your budget calls for it, you're not concerned about the price, then go for the top of the line, which right now they're hovering right close to $300, $250 to $300. It's pretty crazy, Dan. But if you look at it this way, you make an investment into something that you're going to be doing for the next several years. And if you look at, that's kind of a small investment for your fun and your health and your enjoyment, especially if you're hitting retirement age. Think about playing golf. You have to not only have the equipment, but you have to go pay several hundred dollars in places in green fees just to play a round of golf. Pickleball, for the most part, is free. Now, however, if you belong to an indoor facility, typically I think the average membership for an indoor facility, last I looked, was about $70 a month. You can go a little higher, a little lower. They are building high-end facilities. I saw one in Scottsdale, Arizona, where basically, Dan, this high-end facility, it's your one-stop shop. You go there, you eat lunch, they've got stores in there. You know, you spend the day, you play pickleball, you work out in the gym. You know, you get catered to, and it's probably going to be a little bit more. It's probably going to be over $100 a month membership. But for people that can do it, they can afford it, and they want to have an all-day outing with their friends, it's lovely. I think it's absolutely fantastic, Dan. And so these are the things that you could look forward to. But I got to say that they're coming up in droves, Dan. They're building 4 and 5 more just in Mesa, Arizona, as we speak, that are going to be coming online, I think, in about another 30 to 60 days.
Wow.
So it's a phenomenal game, you know, but you just treat it with a little bit of respect, it'll see it back to you 100-fold. And
you know what?
This is...
I'm glad that the outlook is so rosy and bright, but what's not rosy and bright is we've run out of time. I can't believe
God,
it.
Oh, my God, Dan. Tell me, man. We did it again. How could we have done it again?
We did it again. I mean, this pickleball thing, folks, is so exciting. I mean, I mean, we could go on another 30 minutes, you know, with no trouble. But unfortunately, we're limited to 30 minutes, and our show's host is just not going to be too accommodating if we encroach over. So with that, we're going to have to say put a bookmark there, and we'll pick this up next week because I'm getting really excited about the expansion of pickleball. But ladies and gentlemen, we so appreciate you joining us today. On behalf of myself, Dan Thomas in Florida, and Joe Sammarco out in Arizona, we hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. And please tell your friends about us and join us next week for the Planet Pickleball Show. So everyone, goodbye for now, and we'll talk at you later.